All right. If you don't know the name by now, you're going to know the name very soon. Fortune Feimster is her name. Comedian, actress, writer, and a whole lot more. Currently starring or co-starring in what I think are two of the funniest shows on television, The Mindy Project and Life in Pieces, and appearing at Zany's all through this weekend. Hi, Fortune. How are you?
How are you?
Nice to meet you.
So happy to be here.
Such a fan of your work.
Well, thank you.
I was just telling you off air, usually if somebody says they're a scene stealer, some people perceive that as a negative.
Yeah.
But you show up on these shows, and you do. It's hard to not watch you and just all of a sudden you be the center of attention.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
It might be because the characters they write for me are loud and hard to ignore. I just bolt, you know, bust through a room like, hey!
The character you play on Life in Pieces, Dougie, is the ultimate roommate from hell. I can't imagine having a more horrendous roommate than Dougie on Life in Pieces.
It gets worse. There,
does it?
I'm in another episode where I do something where you're like, I don't know how they don't kick me out of the house having what I have in my room.
Really?
You'll have to wait.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Good.
But filming it, I filmed the scene with Diane Weston, who's amazing, and I was about to jump out of my skin.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
So which came first, comedy, acting, both at the same time?
Improv came first, which is, you know, I'm in the city of improv here. The Groundlings is where I studied. I just started in 2005, like as a hobby. I was like, oh, I want to make friends and do like a fun thing. And then here I am. And stand-up was just like, oh, I'll try this. I took a class. And
you were natural at it.
I think it just seemed like a comfortable place to be. I'm not a natural talker per se. Like some people have that like gift of gab and that's not me, but I feel like for my age, I've lived a pretty full life. So I have things to talk about.
Sure. Of course. When you were younger, was there somebody who had either done improv or comedy or was an actress that you kind of wanted to pattern yourself after at all?
No. I mean, no one that I knew personally, but I like my family just kind of left me to my own devices. So I just like was obsessed with Saturday Night Live. I used to watch reruns of the Carol Burnett Show.
Yeah. Wasn't she great?
I saw her in Chicago last year.
Chicago Theater.
Oh, so great. I mean, people like that just blew me away. And I always remember thinking like, God, that would be so cool to have that freedom to be able to just like make people laugh and be silly. But I grew up in a town of 5,000 people. I think you could do that for a living.
There aren't funny people in North Carolina?
I mean, not on purpose. they're just a lot of weird characters. You know, the South is just full of like characters, but they're real people. And I want to write a show about, I mean, I feel like you haven't seen that like Southern thing in a while.
Well, the Andy Griffith Show was supposed to be Mayberry, is supposed to be North Carolina. Was there any similarities between what you saw in Mayberry and in the town you grew up in?
I mean, Mayberry seemed like cooler.
Really?
Yeah, I know, right? My town was so boring growing up. They didn't serve alcohol, so there were no good restaurants. If you wanted to like go to a fancy restaurant, it was like the Sizzler.
Oh, nice.
And people would like rush out of church to try to get there first, you know, beat the church crowd. Downtown was dead as a doornail. And so I remember high school, you would just drive up and down the street to try to like run into friends and hang out in the church parking lot.
Your family's still there?
My family's still there, but now the city sells alcohol and it changed everything. It's like a booming little town.
Really?
Everyone from Charlotte's moving there. It's like cute. There's cool restaurants.
Oh, excellent.
Alcohol is the best thing ever.
And not to abuse all things in moderation.
But to have a cocktail at dinner time.
So in a year when they open up the first opium den, will that be good for the town?
I mean, maybe they'll, you know, draw a line somewhere. They're about to open a cigar bar there. I'm like, what is happening to my town?
It's getting hip.
Yeah, apparently.
I know something about you that I think Wendy will enjoy. We were talking before the show about collecting, and you said you don't have the collecting gene,
I don't.
Your mom has.
My mom has the hoarder gene.
Yeah. Oh.
Don't tell her I said that.
I've been watching Hoarders lately, and I feel like I'm on the cusp
of it. Are you? You like stuff?
I like stuff.
Yeah.
And stuff that I don't even need.
I hate stuff, but I think it's because of my mom.
So did you grow up in a house that
was... Yeah, we had like... She would keep it to rooms. So we had hoarder rooms. So like if you open certain doors, mm-hmm. like you could like barely open it.
I mean, was it really packed to the gills?
Yeah, like I'm not joking. Like when I say hoarder, I'm not like jokingly being like, oh, hoarding. She likes a little, you know, clutter. It was like an entire room full to almost the ceiling.
And did she recognize it as quirky or problematic, or how did she categorize
she
it?
She did not. It went over her
head. She didn't see it as clutter.
She didn't see it.
Wow.
So like every couple years, we would have like a major cleaning out where we would like literally my brothers and I would like form like a train where we'd throw stuff down the stairs. To,
yeah.
Like, you know, out to. We had to rent city trucks. Not. It, you couldn't just put it in like a. She'd be so mortified if she listened to this. You couldn't just put it in like a trash can. We rented like a giant dump truck.
It was epic.
And filled it to the rim.
Did she let you get rid of stuff? Because that's the hard part. My husband, I have a messy dining room table. That's really the gist of it.
Yeah, that's
and
not
my
bad.
Husband will move stuff, and I'm like, what did you do with my stuff?
Yeah, she always knew when something was missing. I'm like, how do you even keep up with this stuff? Yeah, she would go through the trash.
And a lot of the stuff is your classic newspapers, magazines, periodicals. That was
periodicals.
Just yeah.
Just like
newsletters.
It wasn't gross. Like
it wasn't garbage.
No, it wasn't like pizza on the bottom of like, you know, or trash. It was just stuff. So I didn't. So like I lived in a like it was gross, like because it was clutter, but not like gross. It
wasn't dirty.
Yeah, it wasn't dirty.
It was messy.
Exactly.
Big difference.
Yeah.
Is she still hoarding?
She's kept it under wraps for the last 4 years.
Oh. Good for her.
So it's big.
That's very good news.
Well, because you know they say hoarding is very much tied to like therapy. Like
it's
there's
emotional.
Something happening that you're not dealing with. So I think she's dealt with stuff more.
Was it ever in any kind of order? Like if you said, I need Newsweek from June of 1981, could she like, oh, that's not a
not
problem?
Not really. She would buy presents for you like a year before your birthday. Oh, I found this thing. I have to get it for your birthday.
Uh-oh. I've done that.
But then she'd lose it. Yep. She would never find it. And like months would go by after your birthday. She's still looking for it.
But then one day, lo and behold,
then one
it
day,
appears.
2 years after my birthday, I finally get that gift card or that thing she bought.
So when you go back home now, the family's still there, and I'm sure friends are still there. What's the reaction to you? You're doing really well for yourself. You're on TV all the time. You're a star there in town, aren't you?
You know, I'm very lucky. My hometown has treated me well long before I was on television, and that is, you know, they were so proud of me back. I remember when I was like doing shows in a bar, you know, like just wanting to get stage time. They would come out, like 200 people would come see me perform in the back of this bar in Belmont. They were just so proud that someone would go 3,000 miles away, no money, and just figure it out.
Are you the most famous person to come from the area? Is there anybody of any other acclaim from the area?
I guess that's actually from there. Yeah. The Jonas Brothers' grandmother is from my hometown.
Oh,
isn't that weird?
Yeah,
but they didn't grow up there. But their dad grew up there, so they just opened a restaurant in my hometown. Isn't that so funny?
Yeah.
There's a little southern. It's like a southern cooking restaurant.
What is Grandma Jonas's name? Can you say?
I can't even remember. I don't remember. But there's a giant portrait of her in that restaurant.
See, I find it, I admire you for the way you were able to cut the apron strings and just move away like that.
Oh,
I could
yeah.
barely move a town over.
Listen, if you had time for more stories about my family, you'd be like, oh yeah, that makes sense. I see why you moved that far away.
Are they good with you during stand-up? I'm sure they come up a bit. During,
oh yeah.
Yeah. So how do they feel about this?
They laugh. I mean, they're good sports. My mom takes the most brutal beatings, but you know, it's that mom stuff that everybody relates to.
Sure.
She calls me up and tries to get me to remember someone from 20 years ago that I have not thought about once, and then she's like, well, she's dead, and just like, you know, this awful news that you're like, I didn't need to hear that, but thank you.
But she wants to be like the town crier.
She wants me to know about everyone that's had something horrific happen to them. It's like her mission.
That's such a mom thing, though. Everybody's
I don't
mom.
Understand. Or even if it's no one I knew, she read an article. Oh, this, you know, couple was, you know, camping and a bear came in their tent and grabbed their 12-year-old across the, you know, you're just like, no, please stop.
My God, I think I am your mother. The more I hear about her, I'm very much like that.
Yeah.
Fortune Feimster is appearing at Zany's in Chicago tonight and tomorrow night. You want to call 312-337-4027 or visit zanies.com. We'll continue if you want to jump in, 312-981-7200. It's Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder on WGN. Bill Leff and it's Wendy Snyder. Our guest is Fortune Feimster, comedian, actress, writer, and a whole lot more, appearing in several great TV shows right now and also at Zany's tonight and tomorrow, zanies.com. Fortune, a lot of times when we have an actor or an actress up, I look at their IMDb page.
Mm-hmm.
Yours is jammed to the rafters with all things you've done in the last 3 years.
It's,
you've got a giant page and it's all recent.
It's very recent. It took a long time for the industry to get on board with me.
Really?
Yeah, I'm just different. I'm a big girl. I have this crazy hair, this accent.
Yeah.
I'm gay.
Yeah.
And for a long time, people were just like, ah, we don't know. She's funny, but we don't know what to do.
What was the turning point? What happened?
Chelsea.
Is that it?
Yeah. It was Chelsea. And so I got to establish my comedy there. And then I left Chelsea before it ended to pursue acting. And I got cast on a Tina Fey pilot. And that's when my acting part started to take off.
So on Chelsea Lately, remind me, you were a writer on the show, but then from time to time, they'd have you come out and be a panelist, right?
Yeah, I was hired as a writer, and then, you know, they were kind of like, we can't guarantee that you'll be on the show. And then, like, a month later, they started putting me on the show.
Yeah.
And then I got lucky. They put me on TV a lot, so it gave me great exposure. And after she, you know, it really just takes one person in a position of power to say, oh, I get it. I get what she does. And everybody else is like, oh, yeah, we've known it all along.
But you mentioned all these ways in which you're different. To me, I love that.
Well, now it's a positive. But back then, people were, there was nobody, you know, Melissa McCarthy hadn't gotten popular yet. There was just, you know, it takes a couple people sort of laying the groundwork for other people to open that door for you.
I noticed this on Chelsea's show, and I think she's really funny. She's so talented. There are comedians that she'll have on that she seems to just kind of tolerate. And then, like, when you were on, you were one of the people she just really enjoyed.
Yeah, we naturally just had a nice friendship. And, you know, she a mutual respect. There are plenty of people Chelsea doesn't respect for whatever reason, because it's funny or, like, I don't know. She just likes to give them a hard time. But she always treated me well.
Yeah.
And she was nice to me, and I was always good to her. And, you know, we had a nice rapport. I mean, she still would make fun of me.
Yeah.
Sometimes she still sees me and is like, you gotta stop eating donuts. And I'm like, they're so good though. But it never hurts. Like, some people are, she's just like to the point. And it, some people don't like that and get really like hurt or offended. And I was just like, whatever. Like, I never take it to heart. And so that's why she knows she can tease me.
You know which people can take it and which can't.
Yeah, of course. So it's all in good fun.
Are you as infuriated by the stigma? Wendy and I have discussed this on the show many times. There's still people who walk around and go, women? Just not funny. They're not funny. What's with that? How can that still exist?
It does exist. I feel like it's getting better. You know, the more women are given the chance to have their own shows and movies. I mean, but, you know, you saw with the whole Ghostbusters thing. It came out again. In full force of like, oh, why are women ruining this movie? You know, I don't know. It's kind of like, I think you have to have a personal experience of coming to a show. I have a lot of guys come with their girlfriends, and you can kind of see them in the front, or, you know, whatever row with their arms crossed, looking like, I can't believe she drugged me to this big old lesbian show. Like, what am I going to get out of this? And then, you know, by the end of the show, those guys are like running up to meet me. Want to take a selfie, be like, you know, and that's the biggest compliment to me, because if I can change one guy's mind at a time, I'll do it, you know, or try to.
And Bill, you've never been like that.
No,
you've always,
never.
Women can be just as funny, but, you know, funny should be funny, not who it's coming from.
For sure. It should, I mean, you know, whoever makes you laugh, you know, but you should be open to it and not think it needs to come in a certain package.
I don't know if you've seen on CNN, they've been doing the history of comedy, and one of the specials was just about women in comedy. And everything they said, and it wasn't long ago, they wouldn't put two women on the same show.
Oh, still, there's so many comedy shows where it's like, you know, one woman.
Yeah.
And that's like, oh, that's, you know, that's the quota. it seems weird. It's, you know, Part of it is that there aren't as many women comedians, which is true. The ratio is more in the man's favor, but there's no reason why shows can't have 5 women and 8 dudes. Yeah. You know what I mean? But yeah, it still seems to average around 2 women.
Besides Zany's Chicago Tonight, mm-hmm. What are you working on?
I have a lot of random things coming out. We were talking about a Comedy Central thing next Wednesday. I sing with Natalie Maines from the Dixie Chicks.
This is Comedy Jam.
It's called the Comedy Jam on the 5th. Yeah, I tell a story, and then she comes out, and we sing with a live band together. It's a really cool show. So I hope people watch that. I'll be a judge on RuPaul's Drag Race at some point.
Oh, that'll be fun.
I have another episode of Life in Pieces coming. All the Mindy Project episodes are on Hulu. I was on an episode of that show Nobody's. It just started airing on TV Land.
What is Nobody's? Why do I know
it's,
that?
It's produced by Melissa McCarthy and
her
husband.
Oh, I know exactly what that is.
And it's her,
Ben Falcone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a very funny show that their friends from the Groundlings did. I shot 2 little indie movies. Who knows if they'll come out? I just sold a movie we were talking about to DreamWorks.
Congratulations.
You are all over the place. Congratulations.
I appreciate it. It's been a lot of work, but, you know, it's so cool to have these opportunities.
Hard work pays off, though.
It does. I shot that movie, Office Christmas Party. It's set here in Chicago. And DreamWorks was like, we want to work with you again. And I just happened to be writing a script, and I said, look at this.
That's excellent.
They bought it, and if it gets the green light, which we don't, you know, we won't know for a while, I'll get to co-star in it, and that would be a big thing for me. But just selling it was super cool.
Yeah.
And now the guys that I wrote that with, we're just coming up, we have like 3 more ideas we want to go pitch, and I'm writing a TV show I'm going to see if someone wants to buy. I mean, you just have to make stuff happen for yourself.
Throw it up there, see what sticks.
Yeah, because, you know, it's not like people are writing stuff with me, like, as the main character. Like, I could be, like, the roommate or the whatever.
Right.
So if I want these more substantial parts, I have to create them.
Yeah, although I have to say the people who are writing for you
are doing a good job.
They really are, because they're giving you lines that I don't know who else could pull off, and you're just hitting it out of the ballpark.
Well, it's a nice combo. It's a nice combo of the writers really writing some funny jokes, and then also people trusting me to let me do improv.
Yeah,
that Office Christmas Party, it was like 90% improv.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
That's brave.
And that's just because I studied at the Groundlings for 7 years. They gave me those tools, and now I'm getting to apply them. So people are trusting me, and then they're bringing me funny jokes. So it's a good, you know, combo.
So great to meet you.
So
anytime
nice to
you're
meet
in
you.
Town, please
come
by.
See us again.
I would love to.
Fortune Feimster's her name. You want to see her at Zany's tonight or tomorrow? You have a few options here. 312-337-4027 is the phone number, and then zanys.com is the web address. And turn on your TV, because she's there also, but seeing her live is even better.
I'm stalking you.
Your own website is your name, fortunefeimster.com.
Mm-hmm.
Fortune
and Twitter thanks. And everywhere else.
I'm everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah,
nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you guys.
All right, we'll take a quick break and then more show. It's Bill and it's Wendy on WGN.